The Jubal Show on demand. It's time. War of the Roses, only on The Jubal Show.
Text in at 41061 that says, I cheated on my boyfriend when I went on vacation and met a guy.
What?
Figured that was an appropriate text. It was random, out of the blue.
Wow.
People just like to tell us things on the text message board. So text in 41061. Tell us whatever you want. I thought it was appropriate because it's time for War of the Roses to catch a cheater. And on the phone with us is Caitlin. And Caitlin apparently thinks that her boyfriend might be seeing someone else or doing something shady. Or as Alex Fresh would say, something sketch-ma-gatch.
Definitely these people are sketch-ma-gatch.
Caitlin, well, what's up? How are you?
Hey, yeah, I've never used a sketch-ma-gatch, but it sounds like what's going on right now.
Well, what is going on?
I've been dating my boyfriend Jack for a while, and lately he's just been being really weird about when I can come over to the house.
Okay, so you guys don't live together yet?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. What do you mean that he's being weird about coming over to the house?
So I usually come over after I get off work and I just text him when I'm on my way. But lately he's like really, really curious about what my work schedule is and when I'll be coming over.
Okay. So he wants to know specifics of your whereabouts and you think that.
That's weird.
Yeah. So that just started? It hasn't been the whole time in your relationship that's been going on?
No. It's only been like the last couple of months and I don't know. It seems really strange to me.
Okay.
I've always just like been like, hey, I'm in the area and it's been no big deal. But the last few weeks, he really wants to know like, oh, what time are you getting off work? You know, or are you going to go there first?
How long have you guys been together?
Like close to a year.
Close to a year. All right. And so what do you think? Why do you think he's asking you so much about your schedule now?
I don't want to think that he's cheating and stuff, but whenever he's asking me like, what my schedule is and stuff, it makes me think there's probably someone with him, like at his house, and he's trying to like clean up everything before I even come over.
Has there been anything else that you've noticed to make you think that he's cheating?
I mean, he started to like work out and go on a diet, and I think that he just wants to have like a summer body because we have all these plans.
Or maybe he's trying to look good for someone else.
I know. I've thought about that.
It does sometimes like happen when somebody's planning on breaking up. They start going to the gym and just getting toned up.
We're getting their pre-breakup body ready for their post-wake-up body.
Wait,
post-breakup body.
We know what you meant.
Yeah.
He could. That very well could be it.
Okay.
He could be just looking good for someone else.
Have you gotten duct tape and pressed it against all of the surfaces in his apartment to see if anybody else's hair but yours comes out?
I was going to do that today. That's so funny that you asked.
Well, literally, probably it's work too. I don't know why I went duct tape, but have you inspected his place though to check and see if anything's different or?
I'm not like looking through the garbage or anything. I just noticed that like, you know, he has a new shirt. He like has a new cologne that he's wearing. And then all of a sudden just really needs to know where I am all the time, which is so strange and out of the blue.
Yeah. And being not even like a year yet, it's highly likely that something shady is going on if his personality has changed and his behavior.
In just that amount of time.
Yeah.
That hasn't been a long time.
So if it was normal and then it's changing, like it's still not a long time in a relationship.
Yeah.
All right. We ask everybody who wants to do a War of the Roses to catch a cheater if they can think of a way to call their significant other that isn't going to seem like out of the blue and suspect. Have you thought of something for us?
I thought about it. He watches a lot of
The subscription service is so good.
Well, we can call him. Ooh, I know. A rom-com special. Romantic comedy special. We're going to give him a couple free months of and send some flowers to someone that he likes.
Yeah, I love it.
Definitely do
that. That would work. That would probably work, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll play a song and then come back and call him and see if we can catch him cheating, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. We'll do it right after this. It's a Jubal Show. Ready for this one.
Okay.
Because we're right in the middle of another War of the Roses to catch a cheater.
Oh, this is sad.
And on the phone with us right now is Caitlin. I wish I had a thunder sound effect because I would have done it right there with some rain.
I can do it.
That sounded like a
cat hissing. You
know, that sounded like radio reception dying or something. Caitlin is on the phone and she thinks that her boyfriend Jack might be cheating on her, all because he's been asking about her schedule.
Never let go, Jack.
Caitlin is on the phone because She's been with her boyfriend about a year, and she thinks that he might be cheating. His name is Jack, because he's been asking about her work schedule a lot lately, and she thinks that that might mean that he's hanging out with someone else and wants to know exactly where she is and when she'll be over to his house so he can kick that person out and then clean up.
Mm-hmm.
Her birthday is also coming up, so he could be planning something. That's and wanting to know where she's at, but
positive.
Caitlin is pretty convinced that something's going on, so we're about to call him, and the reason I did the stupid romantic comedy music thing was because that we're going to call from... Apparently he loves and with a rom-com special, a couple free months and some flowers that he can send to someone and see if he gives us Caitlin's name or somebody else's. Okay. Are you ready to go, Caitlin?
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, if he is cheating on you, what are you going to do? Are you going to break it off? I mean, it hasn't been that long. It hasn't even been a year yet, right?
Yeah, I'm done if he's cheating.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to call him right now and see if we can figure it out for you. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, this is Har calling from I was looking for Jack.
Hello, yeah, this is him.
Hey, Jack, this is Har from and just calling to say thank you for being a subscriber, and we hope everything's working out for you.
Yeah, it's great. I love it so far. How can I help you? Like, what do you need?
We are doing a promotion right now. It's called A Very Rom-Com Pack.
Okay.
And what that is would you like 6 months free of our service?
Let me think. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that would be great.
Doesn't take a long time to think about that one. 6 months free. And also, since it's a rom-com pack, you know what rom-com means?
Romantic comedy.
Yes. We're getting a whole bunch of new romantic comedies on and we're very excited about it. And that's why we're doing this promotion. You can actually send roses to someone special to you.
Oh, that's awesome.
But we are offering you 6 free months and flowers to send to somebody. So, sound like it's up your alley?
Yeah, that sounds great. Like, what do you need?
Well, the 6 months free, I can just do on, that's fine. I can just note it right here, okay. And bam, that is done. For the flowers, I'll just need a name and an address, and you can also put some on a card if you want to. First of all, let's start with the name.
It's Ellie, E-L-L-Y.
Do you want to put anything on a card to this Ellie person?
Yeah, just, you know, right. Just thinking about you. Can't wait for this weekend. You know, like a heart, Jack.
And relax with Ellie. That's weird because your girlfriend's name's Caitlin. So I thought it would be Caitlin and not Ellie.
What?
Yeah, who's Ellie? Who's Ellie?
Caitlin?
Jack? Who is Ellie? Why are you sending flowers to someone else when you've been dating me? Who's Ellie?
Hey, Jack, you're probably wondering what's going on, so I'll go ahead and fill that in for you. This is War of the Roses to Catch a Cheater. It's the Jubal Show. My name is Jubal.
My name is Alex Fresh.
And this is English Evan.
And it's a radio show, and we do a segment where we catch cheaters. And Caitlin listens to the show. She's obviously on the phone with you right now, and she just found out that you're obviously seeing someone else named Ellie.
Are you serious right now? I'm on the radio right now.
So this is why you've been asking me, like, when I'm coming over all the time, because you've been hanging out with this girl, Ellie?
She's like an acquaintance.
How did you meet her?
We work out together.
How did you meet this girl?
We work out together. I met her at the gym. We have the same trainer.
Of course. Yeah, of course. Okay.
It's like, there's nothing.
Are you ever going to tell me?
I don't, like.
Oh, my God. Enjoy your.
It's Caitlin, like, what?
You've pretty much been caught. You probably were not going to tell her.
So why not just leave her?
Yeah, why not break up with Caitlin if you're not into it and you want to start seeing Ellie?
I get really confused. You've been with her for less than a year. You guys don't have kids. You're not married. Why are you cheating on her instead of just leaving her if you don't want to be with her? Or if you don't, you know, maybe you do. You want your cake and eat it too? It's just confusing.
I mean, I guess, like, since it's already out there, I don't know. I just, lately, you know, we've been fighting a lot, and, you know, she's just been gaslighting me, and it's just, I don't know. There's just a lot of stuff going on.
How has Caitlin been gaslighting you?
don't know. It's just like accusing me of stuff. I just don't feel like it's like appropriate. And it's just, I don't know. It's just, we've been fighting a lot. It's just been a lot of disagreements.
I mean, you're cheating on her. So maybe that's why she's accusing you of stuff.
Yeah. I've been accusing you of stuff because you've been shady. And now you just prove me right.
No, this has been going on for a long time. Like we've just not been getting along. Like, how can you not see that?
Jack, I would like to refer back to Alex Fresh's question, if I may. Why not just break up?
I don't know. Just cause it's just not been something that I've considered as like, you know, a way to, I don't know, guys, like, I don't know what to tell you. It's just, everything has just like been happening recently. It hasn't like been, it's not like it's been going on for months on months or, you know, it's just
Jack,
like a very recent thing.
Jack.
But what has,
let me make it easy for you. Like since you couldn't break up, like I'm breaking up with you, obviously. So maybe that'll help us out. So Jack, I want you to know that my heart will go on. And this is what you're going to be listening to for the next couple of months while you're crying in the shower, because now Ellie knows you're a cheater, and now I know you're a cheater, and everyone that's listening right now knows that you watch horrible TV and you cheat.
Okay. Got it.
Wow, yeah. That sounded good.
I'll be crying in the shower.
Say that one more time, Jack.
Yeah, I'm not going to be crying in the shower. I will be fine. You will be fine.
Yeah, just let the music underneath.
Next time, just break up.
Yeah.
Please
don't cheat, Jack.
It just causes issues for both of you guys in the future.
I'm like, this is so stupid. I'm not cheating.
That's kind of the music I have when I hear Jack.
All right, whatever. This is so stupid.
All right, that's perfect.
Music makes everything better,
it
doesn't
really
it?
Does.
Caitlin, hey, I'm sorry about that. I know I was joking around and stuff. Thanks for being a good sport with the music. That was actually really funny.
Yeah, thank you guys for helping me find out.
Your heart will go on.
Mm-hmm. It will.
The Jubal Show on demand.